I've heard it said that the best thing that we can do for the poor is to not be one of them. The best thing that we can do for the poor is not be one of them. I would imagine that everyone here has had a day where they thought to themselves, I can't wait to get home. Just get me home. Would you all kind of agree with that? Yes. Yeah, there are those days. I mean, things can happen. You know, the car doesn't start, or the boss comes down on you, or just all sorts of stuff happens. And you just want to go home, because home is a safe space, isn't it? It's where we go to get away from everything. It's where we go that's sacred, where we can be ourselves. We can dress the way we want. We can say what we want. We can even have a conversation with ourselves, and it's okay. It's just a good place to be. But why is it so important? Why is it so important? I think actually it's deep in our DNA, this notion of wanting to go home. So much so that if you don't have a home, you are labeled as homeless. And that scares us. That scares us. To be homeless, to be poor. And seeing the poor puts us off because it threatens us, because we could be one of them without a home. Very scary stuff. In today's gospel, addresses just that. Because that fear of being poor, that fear of being homeless, that fear of being without, puts us in a mindset of scarcity. There's just not enough to go around, so I better hold on to what I have. I don't want to lose it because I will be poor. And I think sometimes that scarcity is the fuel that runs all of us, that runs this planet. That it's just, it operates almost out of scarcity, that there's not going to be enough, that you're going to take the little I have away from me. It's just not going to be enough. In the gospel passage, John gives us two different ways to look at scarcity. One is to control what you've got, and the other is to give it your all. Now Judas, when Mary takes out the expensive oil and pours it on Jesus' feet, Judas speaks out and says, wait a second, this is a waste of money here. What's going on? Why are we doing this? You know, that 300 denarii could feed the poor. Well, I'm sure it made everybody in that room a little bit uncomfortable. But you know what I also think? That when we hear those words in that gospel, it makes us uncomfortable to think that for a moment we thought the same thing. What a waste. What a waste to pour that expensive perfume and use it to wash Jesus' feet. So sure, it makes us uncomfortable to think that we stood beside that scoundrel, you know, and we thought like that for a moment. But on the other side of it, we can stand beside Mary, who gives lavishly without worrying about the cost of it. She doesn't try to control it. She gives lavishly. She does not put a value. There's no net value on what she's doing. She gives freely of herself. Reminds me of a story about Dorothy Day, the founder of the Catholic Worker. And somebody, a benefactor, had given her a diamond ring. And she put it in her pocket and left it there. And sometime in the future, someone came in need, a woman who was, they say, a little bit off. And Dorothy reached into her pocket and handed the woman the diamond ring. She put it on very proudly, and she left. And her staff said to her, "Are you crazy? You just gave a diamond ring away. We could have sold it. We could have paid the rent. We could have paid her rent, for that matter, for the rest of the year. What are you thinking?" And Dorothy looked at them and said, "What makes you think that God created diamonds just for the rich?" And it's that lavish giving. It's that giving without putting value on things. What Dorothy Day did, what Mary did, was they embraced a divine economy in which things aren't calculated. The value of things isn't calculated. You do what you do because it is the right thing to do. And if you've ever wondered what it looks like to give freely, to feel freely, and to love freely, all you need to do is look up at the crucifix. That's what it's about. To love, to feel, and to give lavishly. That's what the divine economy is about in God's kingdom. That's why in God's kingdom, we don't have to be afraid to be poor. We don't have to be afraid to be homeless, because homelessness just doesn't exist in God's kingdom. So as we begin to approach Holy Week, we need to be thinking about, what does it mean to be poor? So let's go back to the last line of the gospel where Jesus says, "Don't worry about the poor. They'll always be with you. I'm here now." What does that really mean? I think what it means is we don't have to worry about the poor, because we are the poor. What we need to do is remember that we are the poor. We are the broken. And it is okay to be poor. It is okay to be broken, because we are loved freely and lavishly. And you can't put any value on that. Amen.